Don't touch that dial. Listen to
this morning in the Homestead Home at 127 Shady Lane Avenue. And this morning, there's no tantalizing smell of coffee perking or bacon sizzling in the pan. This week, Blondie's away. Dagwood is wistfully looking at a snapshot of her that she's just received in the mail.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Oh, is that a picture of Mother?
Uh-huh, Cookie. It's a snapshot she sent us. But you can let it look at it while you're having your breakfast, huh?
Who's the man in the picture?
Oh, his name is Henry Anderson, and he lives next door to Grandma.
Oh, he's the one Mom said they call Handsome Hank.
Well, I don't think he's very handsome.
Oh, boy, I do.
You do, huh? Look at that head. Every time I see it, I want to stick my finger in his ear and go bowling. Look at him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut him right out of the snapshot right now.
Wait, Tom, there's something written on the back of it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, it says, Dear Dagwood, the scissors are in the silverware drawer. Love, Blondie. Aha, children. You both ought to thank me for picking such a smart woman to be your mother.
Ah, you sure miss her a lot.
Of course. Well, your pop's not doing too bad around the house. What did you think of the way I made the bed this morning?
Well, the beds were very, I'll say they were.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. They had more lumps than my mashed potatoes did.
The dust just popped up.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute. Oh, doggone it. One spicy stuff died in this thing there. Hey, just a minute and I'll get it out.
Don't use your fingers, Spock. Look before.
Oh, now, you don't have to tell me how to get it. My favorite finger.
My mother always does.
Not with food costing the way it does. Right now, fingers are cheaper than butter.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Did you rate her, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Harriet sent me over with these hot muffins, Gloria.
Hey, well, where's the marmalade?
Where did I get the napkin off the basket? Look out!
Hey, a pack of butter, please.
Wait a minute. Who put the marmalade on my top?
Oh, hey, excuse me, Herbie.
Eat
a swamp, huh? Yeah. Look, Woodley, now, please don't feel like that you and Harriet have to bring food over to us. It's only a matter of life and death.
You're getting tired of cooking, huh?
Yeah, and I've run up an awful grocery bill. Blondie was worried about her food budget when she left, but I'd set her back 3 weeks in 3 days. Seems to me an intelligent man could figure a way out of this jam.
For sure. But what's that got to do with you?
Woodley, I dare you to say that when I'm not eating.
How could I? You're always eating.
Can anybody get in on it?
Oh, sure, get right in.
Oh, hi, Mrs.
Dizzy.
Good morning, all you people.
Dagwood,
I brought you a nice devil's
food cake. Yeah? Oh, thanks.
Now, women, don't worry. I didn't bake it myself.
Gee, thanks a lot, then.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, look at the clock. Isn't it time for cooking and now it's better to leave for school?
Oh, gee, wait, my coat.
Now, wait a minute, honey, here it is.
Yeah.
Here, let me fix your collar for you.
Oh, I can't find my key.
So here it is, Alexander. Here, now, let me straighten out your propeller.
Yeah, I got the door open.
Yeah, the door now, Pop.
Yeah, we're
seeing tonight.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Cookie. Goodbye, Alexander. Goodbye.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do you have to be at the office?
Yeah, what office is that?
Oh, yeah, I gotta get by myself. I'll be right. Get the door.
Yeah, okay, I'll get the door. But when you go shooting out, don't you dare kiss me.
Now, wait a minute, Dad. Wait another minute.
Yeah. Ronnie wanted me to make sure you were getting plenty of vitamin D. You know, the sunshine vitamin.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I've been taking thousands of the sunshine vitamins. In fact, I've had so many, my stomach has started rising in the east and setting in the west. Good morning, J.C.
What are you popping for?
Yeah?
You just passed Dr. Smith's red-headed nurse?
What?
Oh,
Sorry, I'm a little late.
That's perfectly all right, Edwin.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take it out of your pay.
Did you get it? Do I look like the kind of a man who can be treated this way?
Yes. You look awful.
Yes.
Did you sleep in that suit?
No, certainly not. But I think Daisy and the pups did, though.
Oh, look.
I found your soup bone in my pocket. Isn't that cute? Look at that.
Bob said you're disgusting. Huh? Now, look at me. You don't see me with a wrinkled suit or buttons off my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I look smart, handsome, well-groomed. Step aside, I can't see the mirror. God, dear, you're a temptation to any woman.
Well, you know, when Blondie isn't around, I don't seem to care how I look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darling. Have you ever been in love, Mr. Diddy?
Continually. Why, of course I've been in love.
Yeah, I mean with somebody besides yourself.
Like the making call of a Plymouth Rock. What are you doing, Ray? Your cornerstone?
Well, I wish I could lay a few eggs, Mr. Diddy. Eggs are the only thing I can cook very well. And I think chickens are pretty lucky to be able to get... chickens. If we only had about a dozen chickens, I could solve the food problem.
Oh, murder.
Huh? Why couldn't I raise chickens?
Because the chickens are smarter than you.
Now, don't try to discourage me, J.C. I'm going to grow my own food. I'm going to raise chickens if I have to sit on the egg myself.
Yeah, here he is.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Fuzzhead.
Look, I just finished cleaning up the kitchen for Dagwood. Aren't I one of the nice persons you know? How are you boys doing out there?
Yeah, okay, but building a chicken coop is hard work, if anybody could ask.
Well, I doubt if anybody will, but if anybody does, I'll tell them
this is
you, too.
Yeah. And listen, stupid baby.
Oh, Herbert, now you stop
sweet talking. Dagwood wants to know how Alexander and Cookie are making out with the housework.
Oh, Herbert, those poor kids work so hard. And when they're finished, the house was worse than it did before they start. Sometimes I think...
Now, Harriet, I want you to stop trying to think.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. It's so hard not to think at all. A hardy day goes by that I don't think of something.
I know. Yeah, but you should be more like me, a creature of action. I don't think I do.
What'd you say, Harry?
I said I don't think I do.
I don't think you do either.
There. Well, Bumstead, you've got yourself a chicken coop, almost.
Yeah.
I saved the last nail for you to drop.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Chicken
has to... Oh, it's cheese. Are we going to drive over and buy the chickens now, Pop?
No, that's right, Jay.
Oh, gee, this will be neat.
Yeah, it won't take very long, and there's not much to see, but,
hey, that looks like Mrs. Bob Orpington's big long limousine coming this way. Hey, now, stay in the car, Sean, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Mrs. Bob Orpington!
But this morning I was out on the bed. Oh, I'm still not sure my headphones play.
Mrs. Bob Orpington, you were out on the bat?
Yes. I tripped over my nephew's baseball bat and was out cold for 10 minutes.
Oh,
but enough of that. How are you, dear boy?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you look very good to me. So strong, so handsome, so Gary Coopery.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. At the moment, I feel more chicken coopery.
Oh, dear, you're so funny. did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you through now? I understand Mrs. Bossett has left you, temporarily.
Yeah, she's away for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you know the old saying. Mm. All the cats away, the mice will stay. Tell me, dear boy, are you a man or a mole?
Right now, I'm sort of a housewife. Incidentally, Mrs. Buff-Orpington, there's a question about chickens that maybe you can answer.
My friends consider me very clever.
Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, well, my late husband, Mr. Buff-Orpington, the man who invented the chicken and roll, he always used to say, obviously, the egg came first. The chicken is just an egg's way of making more eggs. Oh. Good
Arthur. The baby bear said to the big bear.
The middle-sized bear, the middle-sized big bear said to the little-sized little bear.
Little Papa is going to sleep again, Cookie. I know. He's never finished that story yet.
I sure is knocking himself out today. I wonder if we could turn him in and put him to bed without waking him up.
Sure. You carry him and I'll turn down the covers.
No, he's too heavy. Well, I won't be able to carry him for another year.
where am I? Who's been sleeping in my bed?
And then the little bear said,
"Why, somebody must be sleeping in my bed."
Aren't you kids asleep yet?
No, but don't mind us, Pop. You go right back to sleep.
Yeah. I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes a little bit.
Daddy, do you always snore when you rest your eyes?
No.
You know something?
What?
It's kind of lonesome around here at night without Mom.
Mm. Okay. When we can't go to sleep, Mommy always sings to us.
Yeah, I know she does. But don't forget what happened the last time I sang to you, Cookie. Mr. Gibson thought Daisy's tail was caught in the screen door again. I'll have to go downstairs and answer the back door, kid. That's probably Mr. Horton, the chicken man. Yeah, but I'll come back and check in with you.
Good night.
Good night,
Dad. Good night, Dad. Yeah, all right. I'm coming. Just be safe. You can stop that ringing.
Yeah, that's better. Hello,
Mr. Horton. Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Bump.
Hey, good night. I filled your order just as the clerk gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you ought to know.
Yeah. Boy, is Bonnie going to be surprised when she first looks in that hen house.
I'd be surprised also.
You see, this time tomorrow night, I will have a dozen eggs laid by my very own chicken.
Mr. Bumpkin, you ain't expecting every one of them crawl hens to lay you an egg apiece every day.
Well, that's what I bought them for.
Then I think you better take this little package.
What is it?
A little rooster booster. I call it Horton Extra Exhilarating Egg Eggerunner for Exhausted Hens.
I need these.
No, you won't need him, but one of them hens is going to have to put her shoulder to the wheel.
Everybody else.
Oh, yeah. This is coming across the street as fast as
Well, so long, my little fine-feathered friend. Farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Don't feel bad, Daddy.
See, the neighbors say the roosters must go, and Mr. Horton won't take the roosters back without the hens and the feed and the rest of the stuff I bought from him yesterday, so that's the end of our chicken raising.
Gee, Mom will never get a shield.
Well, maybe just as well. Anyway, we can tell her about it when she phones us long distance tonight.
Can I talk to her? Can I talk to her, too?
Sure, both of you can. Uh-huh, might as well load the pork into these crates here.
Dagwood,
what happened? Did the neighbors change their mind?
Yeah, Dagwood. Did you notice a very well-dressed woman about middle age when you were at Horton's chicken store yesterday?
Oh, yeah, she walked in with the cape on. Yeah, I was standing right next to her at the feed bin.
Dagwood, that was Mrs. Wellington Chumley. Her father sprang from a long line of English steers.
Yeah? Well, one of my uncles jumped from a long line of Brooklyn docks.
No.
What's all the excitement about, Uncle Hearn?
Well, it's about this woman.
Yeah, she was practically dripping with diamonds.
Yeah, and apparently she dripped one of them right into a bed of chicken feet.
Well, imagine that.
It's worth a fortune.
And that's not chicken feet.
I see it runs in the family.
Now, wait a minute, Woodland. Now, well, wait just a minute. Do you mean that she dropped a diamond into the feed and I bought the feed?
It took you a long time, but that's the idea.
Oh, boy. So that's why Mr. Horton insisted on getting back everything I bought from him.
A diamond in the chicken feed?
Yeah, but what does it look like?
Well, Ricky, it's a star-shaped diamond earring, and there's a reward for it.
Well, come on, Woodland. Let's get busy. I'm going to find that diamond even if I have to eat this chicken feed myself. Come on.
Well,
no use, Herb. I've had my nose in chicken feed, so I'm ready to cackle. The earring just isn't there.
Well, if it ever was here, it's inside a chicken by now.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's nothing to do but kill the chickens, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing to do but kill the chickens. Yeah, well, all I
wish
to do, I guess. Say, Herbie,
will you... I think I'll go home now. I just remembered Harriet wanted me to fluff up our pillows. I'll think of it.
Look, Alexander, would you mind helping...
I'll be back in a little while, Pop. I just remember Sylvia gets the wire and
seeing
about selling
horses. Me too, Daddy. Yeah, hey, don't everybody go. Hey, come back here, you cowards! A fine two-fisted he-man I turned out to be. A little too chicken-hearted to kill a chicken even. No fact out of you either. You potted tail feathers.
I see you haven't killed a single chicken yet.
Yeah, well, I just can't kill a chicken, Herbie.
Oh, me too. I wish my brother lived in this neighborhood. He's a doctor, you know. Yeah. He might be willing to do a little fowl surgery.
Yeah. Oh, Herb. You know, he doesn't live too far. Hey, let's take the chickens over there and visit him.
No, David charged too much.
Yeah, well, there's another judge. I've been pulling ideas out of the air for hours, and I keep drawing perfect blanks.
Oh, Herbert.
Yeah, here's the one I drew.
Say, Herbert, I've been thinking. Your brother Dave has to sign this thing called a fluoroscope. And one day the nurse was standing.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah, the fluoroscope.
Harriet, I love you. Lean over here, honey.
Oh, my Harriet, you kissed me right on the forehead. Oh, my. I feel just like we've been on a second honeymoon.
Well, how's the little bummer?
We're fine, Uncle Julius. Yeah, even if we are kind of lonely.
Hey, Harriet, what's that you were telling me over the phone about Dagwood and Herb going over to Dr. Dave?
To hold the chickens up to the forest.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. They're trying to search the chickens for the diamond ring. It was my idea they got after they talked to me.
Why, Harriet, you mean you to
go? Oh, my goodness, no. I'm not smart enough.
You're the only woman I ever knew who's smart enough to admit she isn't smart.
Oh, well, it was for Herbert's sake, you see. He's very cynical. And he need something solid and dependable to believe in. Like my stupidity. And for
reward in, and now the food budget is in wonderful shape again. And Mr. Horton took the chicken back and
never mind all that day.
Did you really see the diamond in the store?
Oh, we sure did. Dagwood held the first chicken up.
Yeah, and there was a diamond there.
Daddy, is a boy chicken or a girl chicken? Oh, well, a boy chicken, I guess, honey.
Yeah.
Gee, which one?
The silly looking one with the bow tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Bumpkin, you swallowed that diamond?
It was.
Must have been awful hungry.
Yeah.
A diamond is such rich food.
Yeah. Well, I didn't need it. You see, Curb saw the diamond the minute I held it chicken up to the floor, so it was in the cup of my shirt sleeve all the time. Everybody, when the phone rings, I want you all to be very quiet. After all, I haven't spoken to Blondie the whole time she's been
away. Oh, there it is.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Grumpstead.
What a change in the paper.
Hello, Blondie, dear. I want to talk to Mommy.
Just a second, Blondie. Here's Cookie.
Hello, Mommy. I miss you very much. And Aunt Cora bought me a beautiful new doll.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah.
Blondie?
I bought Cookie the doll because it looked just like you.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute, Blondie. Alexander's going crazy.
Yeah. Hi, Cora. Hello, Mom.
Yeah, but wait a minute. When do I get to talk to her?
I'm being a good boy, Mom. Cookie and I are taking good care of Dad for you, just like you said.
Yeah, hello, Blondie.
Yeah.
And this is her.
Yeah, wait a minute. She called me up.
Yeah, we're all just well, honey.
Hey, give me that telephone, Woodley.
Oh, no, you don't. Selfish.
Oh, Mr. Gary.
Blondie, it's Billy speaking.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad was wasting away to a shadow. He's lost nearly an ounce.
Well, the best of you can, I can. Blondie? Miss Mary, dear.
Oh,
I'm just fine. And Herbie's
fine. Oh, wait a second, huh? Yeah. Here's
the one who misses you most of all.
Yeah, well, it's about time.
Not you, Daddy.
Well,
Daisy.
Yeah. Daisy.
Get
Daisy
away from the phone.
Daisy, get Daisy. It's my turn.
Hello? Hello, John. Hello, John. Hello, who is this? The operator. What do you mean with 3 minutes left?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.